This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F. F.
Generals. Hello and welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham and it's time for Graham's Sunday Address for December 3rd, 2017. I hope you're all doing very well out there enjoying your replays and commercials. We're gathered here for this particular address to address a story I found on the internet. For those of you who are audio only people, I certainly appreciate your patronage, but you're probably going to want the YouTube video for this. Let's just enjoy the video and then we'll close with a brief discussion.
I'm thinking, oh geez, you know what I'm thinking about. Oh, this is very personal. When I make love to him at home, when I start climaxing, I just keep saying over and over again, just as I'm starting to go over the edge, I just tell him, I want your fluids. I want your fluids. I want your fluids. You smell good. God, you smell so good.
An OS person talks to their beloved object, and the object communicates back.
Well then, this is the story of a church organist named Amy, who suffers from something called objectum sexuality, in which a person is obviously in love with an object. Now, I left in the little part at the end there with the kind British woman's voice to point out that this is not new. This existed before the internet. There was sort of a thing, especially on like the Learning Channel and some of the lower echelon BBC networks. Well, they'll show you something like this that is clearly exploitation, or they'll do like some sort of freak show thing, like, you know, I have 10 eyes on my face, and they present it to you as if it's some sort of human interest piece. But excuse me, in this case, it's clearly an opportunity for everyone to gasp in horror at people who are stranger than them. And I'm not sure necessarily if that's what I'm doing, but just at the most visceral level, this is hysterical. If you're an audio only person, the video shows this person, Amy, standing at the base of a roller coaster that he, Zimzer, are in love with. And there, you know, she describes making love to this roller coaster from home, which, I mean, physically, I'm not really sure how that works out. A lot of unanswered questions, really, more than anything. And then the talking is followed by this person laying underneath the roller coaster and taking the grease and smearing it on her face there. I don't know. I really was at a loss for words when I saw this. Not that I don't believe that something like this is possible, but a lot of it is the presentation. You know, I think that the probably the presenters of this particular video are somewhat culpable for everyone's reaction to it, because they're lending credibility to this person's love of a roller coaster. And really, more than anything, I just wanted everybody to hear this part right here.
I just tell him, I want your fluids. I want your fluids. I want your fluids.
Yeah, and then that segues directly into this part where she's mushing the grease on her hands and putting it on her face very sensually.
You smell good. God, you smell so good.
I'm not really sure why a roller coaster would smell good. Presumably those fluids and grease were put there by maintenance workers, which is, again, one of those things where it's more questions than answers. How does this person feel about the teams of people required to keep her lover operating, right? Is she jealous of the people applying the grease to this roller coaster she's in love with? Is she jealous of the people who ride the roller coaster but don't, you know, they don't really love it like she does? It's complicated. There's a lot of complicated things. Or does she think of the maintenance people like the way a person would think about their significant other visiting a doctor, and the doctor, you know, manually adjusting their genitals? Where is a roller coaster's genitals? This roller coaster appears to be one of those vertical deals that spins around. So there's not really like a sophomoric tunnel thing, right? I feel like it'd be easier to feel like you were making love to a roller coaster if it had a tunnel, you know? You get what I'm saying. But that's what brought us here.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I just tell him, I want your fluids. I want your fluids. I want your fluids.
All right, well, I'm going to leave this for you to ponder. I wonder. Get at me. What do you think? Do you think she has weird feelings about the maintenance people? Does she think that greases and hydraulic fluids that are involved in operating that are like natural? That the roller coaster just comes with those? Does she feel like maybe by stroking the roller coaster there's more hydraulic fluid and grease? I don't know. The video didn't answer a lot of questions, which brings me back to my previous point that probably they made this under the freak show umbrella and not really to answer any of the questions all of us would really have. All I know
again,
is...
just as I'm starting to go over the edge, I just tell him, I want your fluids. I want your fluids. I want your fluids.
Well, you guys have a good weekend. Bye.
You smell good. God, you smell so good.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
I want your fluids. I want your fluids. I want your fluids.